It's the post-match show after Arsenal 3, Liverpool 2, and it's a tough one to take. And with Phil Blundell, Olivia Graham, and I'm with George Trad. And basically, I'll start with you, Phil. I'm going to ask a lot of questions, which are basically less questions, more than my opinion.
Yeah.
And less my opinion, more things I want to get off my chest. And for all of you, you can either answer those questions that aren't even really questions and just slag off whoever you want to slag off, or make the points that you want to make. Or you can agree with me. It is completely up to you. I will not be offended because I'm going to be a poor host, more of a ranter.
That's right. Can we have a big moan?
You can. Phil, I can't believe how shit our team was from 80 on. There's a lot of things to annoy me, but what's really annoying me, and as I say, just talk about whatever you want when it's on you, but for me, like, I'm looking at our team, we're 3-2 down, loads of weird shit happened to make us 3-2 down, and I'm looking at this going, how the fuck are these picks getting a goal?
Yeah, we couldn't get the ball. I don't think we really had the ball after we equalised for the second time. We found ourselves 2-1 down, 1-0 down, both basically with stupidity. And we get it back to 2-2, and we give ourselves a chance that the level of stupidity we've displayed probably didn't really deserve. When you are as stupid as we are, you deserve to get beat 3-0 or 4-0, and you have to fucking deal with it, and you have to front it and go, we're fucking idiots, this is what we've done. We've dug ourselves a hole, we've climbed in the hole. Instead of trying to get out, we made the fucking thing bigger, consistently bigger, and we dug and we dug and we dug, and then suddenly we get out. And then all of a sudden, we don't get the ball. We didn't have the... The possession from where the point we equalised must have been 70-30 at absolute best in our favour. At absolute best. We couldn't get the ball off them.
Doesn't that happen when you... It's an Arsenal of the home team. I was expecting them, if
we got
back to the game, more of the ball. I was just expecting us to be more of a threat on the break. And instead, he took all our best
and
players off.
The annoying thing, I thought we played all right first half. I think we've gone in behind, obviously, but we switch off at 5 seconds.